This is Money in Motion with Class Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
And our telephone lines are open for you right now at 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Going to be joined this morning by CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas. You can learn more about Kloss Financial all on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Great website to learn more about Kloss Financial. They're separate divisions. Also, great opportunity there to sign up for the weekly Market Pulse newsletter. It's a nice weekly email you get in your inbox. It's a snapshot of what's been going on in the markets. Also, a link to the most recent program, to the podcast for that. Again, just head on over to KlossFinancial.com. Get signed up for that. The telephone number for Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get to know your appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Joined right now by Malia, and I know CJ will be coming along and joining us in just a moment. Malia, how you doing today?
Very good. Another beautiful, sunny, warm summer day. I'm so excited.
It is. It's just looks like it's going to be a great one again, and we've got some important conversation ahead involving RMDs and donations, and there's some things folks need to know about when it comes to taxes and other information. We're going to get to that on this week's program. Again, the phone lines are open, 608-321-1310. That's 321-1310. It's a beautiful day to get some questions answered and get on the air with our friends from Kloss Financial. Before we get rolling on this week's conversation, one of the great things that goes on the program each and every week is the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. This week, another great chance to win a great prize, a $25 gift card to REI from our friends at Kloss Financial. Little tip for the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Typically, both the question and the answer to the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week come up during the program. And we have CJ with us as well. CJ, how you doing today?
Doing great. How are you, Sean?
I'm doing really well, and it's fantastic to have both of you along. And as mentioned, we're going to talk RMDs and charitable donations and options there for you. Also mentioned the Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. And by the way, before we get rolling on the RMD conversation, let's take a look back at last week's Kloss Quiz Question of the Week. Get the question and the answer there as well.
Yeah, so our conversation last week was really about getting yourself organized mid-year for planning for taxes for, believe it, next year. And so, you know, many times we sit here on the radio and we're thinking no one's listening because it's a beautiful summer day out there. But we had a lot of listeners last week for our question, which was, in 2022, how much can you contribute into a 401k plan if you're over 50? Was it $20,500 or $27,000? So congratulations to our winner from last week. She correctly answered 27,000. So make sure you're looking at where you're at for your retirement contributions, especially for your retirement plans at work. Make sure you're on course, on schedule, to make sure by the end of the year you have maximized that if possible.
And
thanks for listening.
And that program, a fantastic show as always. You can listen back at klossfinancial.com. That's KLAASfinancial.com. Or if you missed any part of the program, you can listen there, or if you missed the program last week because you were enjoying the sunshine, we understand. You can always listen at klossfinancial.com. So today we're going to be talking about the various ways folks could, you know, if you're in retirement and you're dealing with those RMDs, and if you're also in the habit of donating to charities, there are certain considerations you should be making when it comes to taxes, aren't there?
There are. This is actually a big win for charities in that you can do charitable giving is a part of your required minimum distributions. Now, we've talked a lot on the show about required minimum distributions. The acronym for that, by the way, is RMDs. Some people call it MRDs, which is minimum required distributions, but it's all kind of the same. But before we get into talking about the way in which you can be charitably minded as it relates to those RMDs, we need to kind of set the stage for what are these RMDs, how they changed of January 1st of 2020, and kind of what's going on here. So before we discuss the charitable part, let's first set the stage of RMDs. Along with the passing of the SECURE Act that went into effect on January 1st of 2020, there were some changes with regards to the required minimum distribution schedule. Remember that RMDs are designed to ensure that investments in IRAs don't grow tax deferred forever. So we all know we put money into our 401k on a pre-tax basis or our IRA. It grows tax deferred, meaning we don't pay taxes on the front end. We don't pay taxes along the way. But then as we pull money out in retirement, we do pay taxes. The question is, what if I don't need that money? Well, that's where these minimum required distributions come in. So the IRS wants to begin receiving the associated taxes that have been deferred on these accounts at some point. So with the SECURE Act, the IRS now requires that most owners of IRAs withdraw part of their tax-deferred savings each year after reaching the age of 72. Now, for those who have been hearing about required distributions for a long time, your ears should be perking up going, 72? I thought it was 70 and a half. And that's correct. With the passing of the SECURE Act, it changed the age from 70 and a half to 72. Specifically, your first minimum required distribution must now be taken by April 1st, following the year you turned age 72. Again, let me repeat that. Your first required minimum distribution must be taken by April 1st of the year following the year you turned age 72. However, subsequent RMDs must be completed by December 31st of each calendar year. So pay attention to that. First year, you kind of get this free pass if you want to, so to speak, where you can actually kind of push that first RMD off into the following tax year. But if you're smart, you're thinking, well, gosh, if I do that, wouldn't that mean I have to take two in a year? And that's correct. That's correct. If you decide to push off that first one, you're going to have two in the following year. Now, if you would withdraw less than your RMD, you may owe a 50% penalty on the difference between what you should have pulled out and what you didn't pull out. So if you have a $10,000 minimum required distribution and you only pull out $5,000, and you find out later and go, dope, I should have pulled out an extra five. You could
get you on the air, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. You can learn more about Klaus Financial online, klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. So on the other end, can you withdraw more than required, or what do we need to know there?
Yeah, that's a great question, Sean. So you do have to kind of pay attention to what it's being called here, a required minimum distribution or a minimum required distribution. Well, that is a minimum that you have to pull out. It's not a maximum. I mean, my goodness, you could pull out every penny once you're over 59 and a half and avoid any penalty. The problem would be that if you pull out all your pre-tax money in 1 year, you're going to really jack up your income. It's added to your ordinary income, and if you understand how taxes work, you're going to pay a much higher effective and marginal income tax rate. So you don't generally want to do that, but you have to pull out that minimum. You can withdraw more than that minimum, as I just mentioned, and your withdrawals will be included as part of your taxable income. There are inside of your IRA or 401k that may be pulled out without tax. Or if you have Roth IRAs or Roth 401ks, those distributions don't typically have tax associated with them. But generally speaking, when you have pre-tax retirement money, it is going to be added to your taxable income as you pull it out of that account and move it into your bank account. The calculation of the required minimum distribution for any year is the account balance as of the end of the immediately preceding calendar year, divided by a distribution period from the IRS's uniform lifetime table. This sounds really complex, but let me just try to simplify it here in common terms. It's December 31st value of all of your pre-tax retirement accounts from the year prior to which you have this required distribution. Okay, so take all your pre-tax retirement accounts December 31st, and assuming you're not working at a company that offers you the 401k, you take all of those balance, and then you look up the uniform lifetime table, and you apply what's called a divisor, which gives you the amount that you have to pull out. I will tell you, you don't want to be wrong on this. So talk to your accountant, talk to your financial advisor. Just make sure the way that you're doing this math is correct. And furthermore, if you have a spouse who is 10 or more years younger than you, then you might want to use a different table for determining that, because it just has a different table and a different amount that has to be pulled out.
Is there a way, CJ, to look some of this stuff up, to do a calculation, like just kind of get an idea online?
Yeah, there is. So a great place to go would be investor.gov. It's a website hosted by the Securities and Exchange Commission, and you can calculate what your required minimum distribution would look like. So again, go to investor.gov. I guess, again, irs.gov has a worksheet as well. But just look up those tables and make sure you're getting your calculations correct.
Real great tools there. 321-1310, 321-1310. Get you on the air with CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas of Kloss Financial. And joining us now is Rachel from Evansville. Rachel, welcome to the program. You're on the air with Malia and CJ of Kloss Financial.
Thank you. Good morning.
Good morning.
I might have missed a little bit of what was just said while I was talking to the person who answered, but my question was, if I have three IRAs, do I have to take the RMD out of each one separately, or can I take it all out of one of those accounts?
Such a great question, Rachel. Gosh, I feel like we should pay you for calling in with this one. She is not a planted caller, for those who can't catch on to this. She's not a... Then you only have to pull out the whole distribution from one of the accounts or proportionately from each. The IRS doesn't care. Now pay attention, everybody, because if Rachel's question had been, hey, I have two IRAs and an old 401k, my answer would not be the same, because an old 401k has to have its own required distribution, whereas the combination of all the IRAs can be pulled from one. But Rachel, awesome question.
Great question.
If the 401k is rolled into an IRA now, then...
Yeah. Then it doesn't.
The first answer, right?
Yeah, exactly right. You got it, Rachel.
Perfect question. Great call this morning. You too can be like Rachel. If you've got a question for CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, love to have you join us this morning. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Mentioned at the start of the show, we're going to talk RMDs and charitable giving. Malia, how do those two intersect? How are they connected?
Yeah, so this is what really the topic we wanted to get to today is exciting for people who are charitably minded. So, and it's not that we don't, you know, suggest to our clients, if you're charitably minded, you should be giving regardless of tax situations or not. However, knowing that this is available is very, very important. And it really has come into play in the last few years as we've seen the standard deductions rise for individuals and for joint filers, which, you know, individuals' standard deduction is close to $13,000, and for a married or joint filing, it's $26,000. So given the fact those have really risen, that's caused many people not being able to itemize. So previously, people would give to charities, they'd keep their receipts, they'd itemize it, and they could write it off their taxes. But that's not the case with these higher standard deductions. So just again, a disclosure, we're not accountants. So as we talk about these RMDs and QCDs, what we're going to discuss, if it makes sense for you, you need to discuss this with your accountant or your financial advisor to make sense, make sure it does work in your situation. So what are QCDs? QCDs were made permanent back in 2015 with the passage of Protecting Americans from Tax Hikes, which is called PATH, the PATH Act. And so this is where the intersection of, I need to take out a required minimum distribution, perhaps, there's an exception, and I'm charitably minded, and how can these intersect? So a QCD is a qualified charitable distribution rule, which provides you the opportunity to transfer up to $100,000 per taxpayer. Now I said up to $100,000. Many people are like, well, my RMDs are not even close to that, and that's fine. But let's say your RMDs particular year are $10,000, as CJ mentioned. Perhaps you would like to give $5,000 of that $10,000 distribution to your local charity or your church. So what a QCD allows you to do is to take money directly from your IRA custodian and pay that directly to the qualified charity. So a couple items to be aware of. This type of motion in your IRA procedure is only available for IRAs, and it's also for individuals who have reached the age 70 and a half. So this is where people are scratching their head. They just heard CJ say, well, 72 is when I have to start taking RMDs out. This is one item that was not adjusted with the SECURE Act, which means you can start using this method, these QCDs, as early as 70 and a half to reduce your perhaps your taxation. So even before you're required to begin your RMD withdrawals, you can interact with you. The idea here is that you're reducing your taxable income, again, if you're charitably minded. So what's great about these QCDs is that they're not subject to ordinary federal income taxes. So any amount that's been processed as a QCD towards your RMD requirement, it actually reduces the taxable amount of your IRA distribution, lowering your adjusted gross income and your taxable amount. And what we find is when people, again, you want to make sure you're interacting correctly between your accountant and your financial advisor. What we find is sometimes people say, well, I'm just going to give directly to my charity. That's what I've always done. No, that does not work. In this case, it has to go from custodian directly to the charity. And we'll discuss what a charity really is in just a second.
And that's an important thing to because I know sometimes think your kid's a charity. But we'll get the details from Leah. What qualifies there in just a moment. In the meantime, if you've got a question, we'd love to get you on the air. 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with Malia Cuevas and CJ Kloss, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial. Learn more online, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 642-5637. That's 637. No charge for that initial appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Qualifies, Malia.
So as Sean just said, he should be on the show all the time. He said, your children are not a charity. So I know they feel like it sometimes, but they're not. Okay. Get that tax deduction. So eligible qualified charities include most 501c3 organizations and houses of worship. As long as you have, the name of the charity that you want to send money to, and they do have a tax ID number, and they are registered as the 501c3, funds can be directed to them. Something important to remember, though, and I wish I had an explanation for why this is, but nobody, specifically the IRS, doesn't know that you've done this, which means you're not going to receive a tax form. You're going to receive a tax form showing a distribution has come out of your 401k or your IRA in this case, but you're not going to have the benefit of a tax form to file with your accountant saying you did in fact make this QCD. So this is something where your record keeping, as we spoke about last week, is very, very important, that as you're sitting down to do your taxes next year, you remember that, okay, X amount of dollars did go to this charity, so that your taxes can be filed correctly and you don't pay taxes on that. So remember who the eligible qualified charities are that you can present the QCD towards. Remember that the funds must come out of your IRA by the RMD deadline, which is December 31st of every year. So you're on top of that. Another thing to know is that donor advised funds, we're going to talk about those specifically in a minute, and so-called supporting organizations are not permitted to receive QCDs. And I think that the real confusion with a QCD is that people think, okay, I'm going to do the QCD and then I also get to take a charitable deduction. No, you get to take the QCD and not pay taxes on it, specifically for the fact that most of us can't itemize any longer. So remember, this is a great way to satisfy your distribution requirement necessitated by taking RMDs, and you're not going to have to pay income tax on that amount, which is a great thing.
Important stuff this morning. We're going to get into those donor advised funds coming up next. In the meantime, if you've got a question for CJ Kloss and Malia Cuevas, our retirement planning professionals from Kloss Financial, prime opportunity to get on the air right now, 608-321-1310. That's 608-321-1310. Get you on the air with your question. Don't forget, you can learn more about Kloss Financial on their website, klossfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Kloss Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, the number, 608-442-5637. We'll talk a little bit donor-advised funds. We'll also head on over to the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. We will do that next as Money in Motion continues here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaus Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Phone lines are open, 321-1310. That's 321-1310. Get you on the air with our retirement planning professionals from Klaus Financial, CJ Klaus and Malia Cuevas. Learn more about Klaus Financial online, the website klausfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. Don't forget that first appointment at Klaus Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 442-5637. We left off talking about donor-advised funds. Let's get a little bit more information about what they are and how they can be used to save on taxes.
Yeah, so Malia did a great job of kind of taking off where I left in terms of required distributions and then thinking about those RMDs in terms of raising your taxable income and then using qualified charitable distributions to make that additional income non-taxable to you by just sending it to a charity. So what will often happen is people work through this logic progression, if they kind of slow down and think about it, is they'll say, hey, I've heard of these donor advised funds, and I'll just take my required minimum distributions and do a QCD to my donor advised fund. Well, I do want to reemphasize what Malia just said. That's not allowed. You cannot use your donor advised fund as an end purpose for a qualified charitable distribution. So when we're talking about donor advised funds, what I want you to think is, generally speaking, this is for people who, number one, aren't old enough yet to use their IRAs for QCDs, which, remember, that's 70 and a half is when you can do qualified charitable distributions, or who want to give much more and make sure that they get the tax benefit. Okay, so here comes along a donor advised fund. A donor advised fund, one of the largest in the world, is held by Fidelity as an example. Vanguard has a DAF. Schwab has a DAF. There's a lot of them that are out there. But the concept of a donor advised fund is I establish it, say at Fidelity in this case, and then instead of giving, say, $10,000 a year to my charities, which, for those who know, if I give $10,000 in a year to a charity, that's a lot of money. But given that my standard deduction with my spouse is almost $26,000, I'm not getting a tax benefit for that $10,000 that I give. Again, if you want to ask questions about this, call us later on or talk to your accountant about it. But you have to be able to itemize enough deductions to get over the standard. And if you're only giving $10,000, $15,000 a year to your charity, I mean, that's great. I'm happy that you're doing that. But you're not getting a tax benefit off that dollar amount. So what some people will do, it's called tax bunching. Instead of giving $10,000 a year over 5 years, they'll give $50,000 into a donor advised fund over 1 year. And now you're way above the standard deduction, right? Hmm. Now I'm up to $50,000. Now I am getting a benefit for those 5 years of giving, but I'm putting it into a donor advised fund, which, what I want you to think about when you hear donor advised fund is just think like intermediary. The money is out of your estate. The charitable giving is done. You get the deduction in that year that you give to the donor advised fund. So it's as though you gave it all away, except for the DAF acts as an intermediary, where then for the next 5 years, you could give $10,000 to your church every single year, just like you've been used to, except for now you're getting the tax bunching effect of the large deduction on your taxes. So I hope this is making sense. These are somewhat complicated things to be talking about on a radio show, but we just really want to encourage you. Donor advised funds can be a great to be charitably minded, to get a large standard deduction by taking advantage of what's called tax bunching.
It's great stuff. Any final takeaways, CJ?
Yeah, there's just a couple of things here. So according to a study by National Philanthropic Trust in 2019, over 700,000 individual donor advised fund accounts exist in the U.S., and they hold more than $142 billion in assets. We have a number of our clients who utilize them, and they can be a great fit for those who are charitably minded. Contributions to a DAF, couple of things, just are irrevocable. So you want to make sure that anything you're going to put into a donor advised fund, just like giving to your church, you can't call them up later and ask for the money back. And while the charitable sponsor will manage the investment, you will direct the sponsor where to donate to a qualified charity. So this is key. Money goes into the DAF. It's this intermediary. You then can log into a website and say, hey, I want it to go to my church. I want it to go to some organization overseas. As long as it is a qualified charity, it will be an option to give through your DAF.
Absolutely fantastic stuff this morning. If you missed any part of today's show, don't forget, you can always listen back, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Great website, great resource there. Also, not only can you listen back to the podcast, you can submit a question to be answered in the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. As a matter of fact, we're going to answer a question from Noreen. We will do that next as Money in Motion with Klaas Financial continues right here on 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Talking with our retirement planning professionals from Klaas Financial, CJ Klaas and Malia Cuevas. Coming up next segment, we'll do the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. Another great opportunity and great way to interact with our friends from Klaas Financial is with the Money in Motion Listener Question Corner. You can submit your question right online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. And their telephone number, 608-442-5637. First appointment at Klaas Financial, complimentary to you. It's not going to cost you a thing. Again, their telephone number, 608-442-5637. And Noreen wrote in. She says, I have recently received an inheritance, and part of this came from life insurance. Will I have to pay taxes on that piece of inheritance?
Such a great question, Noreen. Thank you for writing in with that question. And as Sean said, just a reminder to everybody, feel free to write in with your questions. We can answer them on the air. But thank you, Noreen. A good question. First things first, sorry to hear about your loss. Often we start thinking about the financial implications before we recognize the emotional toll. So I'm sorry to hear about your loss. But to answer your question directly, the portion that is coming from a regular life insurance policy payout should come to you tax-free. Now, it should come to you income tax-free. If by chance between the size of the estate plus the life insurance that you receive, if the total amount is over what's called a federal estate tax limit, which for most individuals is around $12 million, by the way. So it's a large amount, but if the total amount between life insurance and the estate that you inherit is over $12 million, there could be what's called a federal estate tax. But generally speaking, life insurance should be coming to you tax-free. There is one other just quick caveat. Because people think then, oh, okay, so anything coming from an insurance company is tax-free. No, I didn't say that. Anything coming from life insurance should be income tax-free. Anything coming from an annuity, on the other hand, if it was a non-qualified, what's called deferred annuity, that could have some tax implications as you receive it. So it's one of the reasons, Noreen, why on the show we have to be very particular about what it is that people are asking questions on, because it just depends. But generally speaking, to answer your question directly, that life insurance should be income tax-free.
Great question, Noreen. Don't forget, you can always submit questions online, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com. Telephone number 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number. Coming up next, we'll do the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week as Money in Motion continues right here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Klaas Financial, a fun and informative show designed to help you get answers to all your retirement questions in one place.
Ton of great information this week. As always, don't forget you can listen back to the podcast, klaasfinancial.com. That's K-L-A-A-S financial.com, klaasfinancial.com. Their telephone number, 608-442-5637. No charge for that initial get-to-know-you appointment at Klaas Financial. It is complimentary to you. Again, their number, 608-442-5637. Want to hold on to that telephone number now because it's time for the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. It works like this. Just a moment. I'll ask you the Klaas Quiz Question of the Week. You will then have 30 minutes from the end of today's program to call the Klaas Financial Office right here in Madison at 608-442-5637. If you are the first caller with the correct answer, you'll win the $25 gift card to REI. This week's Klaas Quiz Question of the Week is one of my favorite kinds. True or false? A qualified charitable distribution, QCD, allows a transfer from your IRA of up to $100,000 to a qualified charity. Telephone number 608-442-5637. First call with the correct answer will win that $25 gift card to REI. And don't forget as well, that's Kloss Financial's office right here in Madison. Again, their number 608-442-5637 and the website klossfinancial.com. CJ, Malia, it is always great hanging out with you guys. Thank you so much. We'll talk real soon.
Thanks, Sean.
Thanks.
News is next here, 1310 WIBA.
This is Money in Motion with Kloss Financial Asset Advisors, LLC, a registered investment advisor registered with the SEC. The content of this show is for informational purposes only and should not be considered individual investment advice. Kloss Financial does not offer tax or legal advice. Any opinion offered during the course of this show is the opinion of that particular investment advisor representative and not necessarily the opinion of Kloss Financial.